My name is Maddie Hughes, and today I'll be talking about the exclusionary and inclusive ways of the United States. Immigration has become a hot topic in today's conversations and media. This goes all the way back to 1914 when an Immigration Act was passed. The purpose of the Immigration Act of 1914 was to limit the amount of immigrants that were allowed into the U.S. by creating a national quota system. The quota system would determine what percentage of immigrants from other countries would be allowed. This quota system was very exclusive because the U.S. could choose and pick what immigrants they wanted and from where they wanted them from.
This is very similar to President Trump's mindset and plan for today. The southern borders have been on lockdown by government and military force. Trump did this in hopes to protect the American people from criminal and terrorist activity. The Supreme Court upheld Trump's travel ban on North Korea, Syria, Iran, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, and Venezuela. On the flip side, DACA, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, gives some illegal young immigrants a chance to stay. DACA allows some children who are brought to the U.S. illegally a chance to receive a time of deferred action from deportation and a chance to get a work permit that is renewable. In America, there's a battle between exclusionary and inclusive visions. The U.S. is totally open to some countries, but not to others. Ben Railton stated, Germany had an annual quota of over 51,000, and Syria had 100 legal arrivals. America wants to be inclusive, but it is very selective on who with. The Immigration Act of 1914 and Trump's travel ban are on the exclusive side of things, but the DACA is on the inclusive side. There is a mix of both sides because DACA gives illegal immigrants a chance to stay. The other two are trying to limit immigrant presence and push them out. It seems like America wants to be inclusive, but they have all these walls and laws that show otherwise.
Today I will be interviewing my best friend and classmate, Emma Anderson. Do you feel that the U.S. is more exclusionary or inclusive?
I feel that the U.S. is more exclusionary because of Trump's travel ban and the 1924 Immigration Act.
Do you consider yourself against or for DACA?
I am for DACA because people were brought here at a young age and didn't know any differently and were here for multiple years.
Do you think we should accept the immigrants who just come to the border demanding to be allowed into the United States?
I believe that we should not because they should go through the legal process and follow the rules required.
In conclusion, there have been a number of rules and regulations placed on immigrants, yet a few circumstances that include them. The U.S. seems to be stuck in between inclusive and exclusive views.